Well, now to the latest in that legal case brought by media players Bruce Gordon and Lachlan Murdoch, who are seeking to unwind the deal to sell the Ten Network to the US broadcasting giant CBS. Lawyers for Mr. Gordon and Mr. Murdoch maintain that Ten's administrators are not telling creditors the full story about their proposal to rescue the embattled network. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is at the New South Wales Supreme Court in Sydney and he joins us now. So, Peter, what did the lawyers for Mr. Gordon and Mr. Murdoch argue today?
Well, Eleanor, as we were mentioning yesterday, this is a supercharged hearing. I was just noticing the amount of horsehair wigs in court, eight barristers wigged up, gowned up, representing the various parties. Bruce Gordon through his company Burkittu and the Wind Corporation, the administrators Cord Amentha, whose judgment in selling CBS is being challenged, 21st Century Fox representing Lachlan Murdoch and the Murdoch family. So you don't get much more charged than that. Now, Dr. Andrew Bellesse, representing Bruce Gordon, has been pushing very hard to have the court order the administrators, Cord Amentha, present the alternative Bruce Gordon Lachlan Murdoch proposal to next week's creditors meeting. That's in addition to the CBS proposal that Cord Amentha have recommended. And this is so, as they argue, that creditors can decide on the merits of the CBS bid and also the Gordon Murdoch bid, and so that creditors have full information rather than just being presented with one proposal, namely the CBS proposal. And Mr. Bell is arguing that Ten's creditors don't have the full story, or they haven't been given the full story about the competing proposals. And yesterday he said Mark Corder of the administrators, Corder Mentha, had effectively poisoned the minds of Ten staff by saying that around 750 jobs were at risk if that CBS deal did not go ahead.
Now, Peter, this CBS proposal is scheduled to be put to a creditors' meeting next week. Is the judge saying whether this legal case will be resolved by then?
Well, there's a fair way to go, although the time frame at the moment is, Eleanor, is just for a two-day hearing. But just as before I walked out from the courtroom to speak with you, the judge was starting to get a little bit concerned that we only had an afternoon left and was warning that the hearing could go all the way through into the evening. But Andrew Bell, SC for Bruce Gordon, is saying that there is actually what's known as a sunset clause on the CBS proposal that expires on the 15th of December this year. So he's saying that there is no urgency to rush this proposal through. Obviously, Bruce Gordon and Lachlan Murdoch trying to buy time on the CBS proposal. But as I said, it's just a two-day hearing. Justice Ashley Black is very keen to resolve the matter today or get closer to resolving the matter today. But at this point, it's looking as though certainly the legal team for Bruce Gordon, Lachlan Murdoch are pretty much buying time as much as they can to try to push this CBS proposal out as long as possible.
Is the judge giving any indication whether he may force the administrators to present that Bruce Gordon, Lachlan Murdoch proposal to the creditors?
Well, it was interesting earlier this morning that Andrew Bell, SC for Bruce Gordon, had put up a proposal that the declaration be amended so Cord Amentha be told or ordered by the court that they must present not just the CBS proposal but also the Bruce Gordon Lachlan Murdoch proposal to creditors. Now, of course, a counsel for the administrators, Cord Amentha, are a bit concerned about this given that they've been running the whole thing, believe they have a very strong case for CBS to win it. And they were arguing that they needed an adjournment to come back and put their case or argue against that. The judge put the proposal to all of the parties as to whether or not the declaration should be ordered. And while he did show some sympathy for that proposal, the fact that none of the parties could actually agree to do this today meant that he dismissed that proposal.
Peter Ryan, the ABC's senior business correspondent down there at the court in Sydney, thank you.